So I want to tell you a story about a village. And it's this village that was pretty peaceful. The people seemed to have most of what they needed. People typically got along pretty well. And in this village, there was a river that went through the middle of the town. And this river had a lot of life around it. There were always people playing around it and picnicking. And on a beautiful day, the whole town seemed to be out and about around this river. And as people are there and interacting and connecting with folks, then somebody hears the faint cry of a baby. And they hear it, and it seems to get louder and louder. And suddenly somebody realizes there's a basket floating in the river. And somebody says, I think the sound is coming from there. And so somebody dives into the river and they swim over to the basket and they pull it ashore. And sure enough, there's this crying baby in the basket. And the townspeople start gathering around it, wondering what they're going to do with this little baby. And somebody says, well, I can help feed it. And somebody else says, I've got some clothing and some blankets. And as they're gathered around this little life, they hear another cry come in. And there's another basket floating down the river. And so somebody else dives into the river and swims and pulls the basket out. And sure enough, there's a second baby. And what they, as they start crowding around, figuring out what to do with these two children, later on another basket makes its way down and then another basket. And all of a sudden there's babies, and there's a stream of babies. And so the townspeople kind of rally, and some people say, I'm a good swimmer. I'll stand on the lake on the shore to dive in. And then others say, I love holding babies, and I can bring a whole lot of comfort to these children. And so some people start holding babies, and some people are just organizers, and they've got administrative minds. So they start making sure that there's enough swimmers and enough baby holders, and there's going to be places for the babies to sleep. And the town starts rallying around all of these babies in the river. And it's pretty time consuming, but they're just focused on this, and everybody is all in. They've stopped everything else they're doing. And then one of the swimmers is standing on the lake, on the shore, and she's the next to dive in. And all of a sudden she steps away from her post and she starts walking upstream. And people start calling out to her, where are you going? We need everybody here. It's your turn to dive in next. And she says, I'm marching upstream. I've got to figure out who's putting these babies in the river, and I'm going to stop them. We're in a worship series right now called Modern Missionaries, Serving God on the Go. And what we're recognizing is that wherever God is at work, which is everywhere, when we team up with the work that God is doing, then we find ourselves being missionaries, participating in the good work that God is doing. And so for us to be modern missionaries, we might start recognizing that there are rivers flowing through our community and there's babies in them. And some of us are swimmers, some of us are baby holders, and some of us are charged to march upstream and figure out who's putting the babies in the river. We're all modern missionaries. We all have an opportunity to be a part of important work that God is doing. And so as we look at that this morning and figure out what our role is within the kingdom of God and how God's working, we're going to look at the prophet Micah. The prophet Micah is a book that was written about 2,700 years ago. It's part of our Hebrew Bible or our Old Testament. And when we look at it, what the book of Micah reveals to us is that as modern missionaries, we should walk humbly with God. As modern missionaries, we should walk humbly with God to do works of mercy and works of justice. Mercy and justice. So when we think about the babies, mercy is pulling the babies out of the river and holding them and caring for them. And that justice work is marching upstream. So as modern missionaries, we are called to participate in those works that God is doing. So as we study the prophet Micah this morning, I want us to know some important things about prophets. Too oftentimes we think of prophets as simply folks that foresee the future, but that's not what we find in the scriptures. What we find is that the prophets call out the sins of their people, and they announce Israel's downfall because of the sins, and they invite people back into a right relationship with God. So in other words, the prophets are the ones that say, look at this river. There's babies in it. We need to do something. If we don't act, these are going to be the consequences, often natural consequences for our sins. But then the prophets always direct us back to a right relationship with God and with each other. So as we jump into Micah, each prophet had a way of kind of poking people. Prophets were never the popular people in town. They didn't get invited to all the parties or anything like that. And so to be heard, each prophet kind of did things that were unique to them to make sure that they were heard or that they stood out. And so in Micah chapter 1, verse 8, it says that Micah would call out barefoot and naked in the streets. So as I study that passage, I'm wondering, barefoot and naked, it seems like if you're naked, you're also barefoot. So I didn't dive too deep into the Hebrew on that. But prophet Micah's going around town saying, listen. And in order to get people to listen, he's walking around naked. And so if at any point, we're going to read a lot of Micah this morning, at any point, if Micah makes you uncomfortable, just be glad that we are all wearing clothes today, okay? So let's jump in, because Micah's just calling out the sins. Over and over again, he sees this devastation going on and the sins that people are committing, and he's really calling out the leaders in many ways. And starting in chapter 2, it says, alas, for those who devise wickedness and evil deeds on their beds. When the morning dawns, they perform it, because it is in their power. They covet fields and they seize them, houses and take them away. They oppress householder and house, people and their inheritance. There are leaders that are pushing down on those who are vulnerable. They're taking what shouldn't be theirs. And then it goes on. It says, you steal the shirts right off the backs of those who trusted you, making them as ragged as men returning to battle. There's people in power taking advantage of those who are vulnerable within their community. And then he goes on to say in chapter 3, he says, but I said, hear, leaders of Jacob, rulers of the house of Israel, isn't it your job to know justice? You who hate good and love evil, who tear the skin off them and the flesh off their bones, who devour the flesh of my people, tear off their skin, break their bones in pieces, and spread them out as if in a pot, like meat in a kettle. Right here, he's calling out those who are oppressing workers. Those who are in charge of many people are pushing down and hurting the least and the lost in the community. He's not calling out the hoodlums or the kind of people doing the petty theft. He's calling out the people that are creating systems. Systems to benefit some and then to oppress and remove others. He's calling them out, and he continues to go through as we read through Micah, and then he leaves no stone unturned, and he even calls out the religious leaders. And as I study Micah, I always get this little jab in my side to make sure that he's not calling me out too. Or maybe he is, and I need to be poked. But it says, the leaders of Jacob and the leaders of Israel are leaders contemptuous of justice, who twist and distort right living, leaders who build Zion by killing people, who expand Jerusalem by committing crimes. Judges sell verdicts to the highest bidder. Priests mass market their teaching. Prophets preach for high fees, all the while posturing and pretending dependence on God. We've got God on our side. He'll protect us from disaster. 2,700 years ago, the prophet Micah is calling out the Israelites. He's saying, these are the sins that are going on in your community. These are the babies floating in the river. And not only are you letting them go by, but some of you are causing them. You are putting them in the river. And he starts calling out the people. But the people hear him and they respond. And as we progress through the book of Micah, it becomes this big trial scene, almost this cosmic trial. And God has called these people out. He said, look, I remember you were slaves, and I pulled you from Egypt. You were the oppressed, but now you have become the oppressor. What's going on? And the people start feeling the weight of their sins. They start feeling guilty, and they say, okay, God, what can we do? What can we do? We know we've messed up. Can we give you all of these offerings? And they start naming offering after offering, burnt sacrifice after burnt sacrifice. And God's like, no. That's not what I need. That's not what I need. And this is what it says. In Micah 6:8, I think one of the most powerful scriptures that we have says, "He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God." As the people have recognized their sin, they've recognized the brokenness within their own community, they say, what do we do? And they're given a simple prescription. So as modern missionaries, we have that same call to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. Because unfortunately, the words that were said 2,700 years ago so often resonate with us today, right? We can read it and we go, oh, that's still going on. Yeah, that's here. That's in my community. That's in my world. And we read and we also wonder, what are we supposed to do? And we're called to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with God. So as we start thinking about our role as modern missionaries, that we might have this same charge to take, I wonder what rivers go through our towns. What rivers have babies in them? And this can be kind of an interactive place for us in the service. What rivers are there? What babies? What's represented in issues and the babies going down the river? So y'all can call out. What things break our hearts? Refugees, yeah, for sure. That's a mighty river, right? Lots of babies, literally babies, yeah. Yeah. Wage theft, yeah. The pressing down of the workers that Micah was talking about, it still happens today. Taking the shirts off people's back, not paying them fair wages, withholding wages, yeah. What other rivers and babies are there? Racism. Existed for way too long, right? It's still going on in many, many ways. Homeless college students, yeah. Yeah, and we can say college students, and we could say homeless children, all the way around. Way too many folks who are homeless, right? Complexity of that, yeah. Yeah, it's a river. So I know within all of us, it thanks for speaking up and out, because it takes a little bit of courage to do that. But I know everybody had something on their heart this morning, and they said, that's a river. That's a river with babies that breaks my heart. And the reality is that they're overwhelming, right? There's a lot of them. And what so often happens is we get into normal routines, right? We know there's a riverbank over there and a riverbank over there. And there's babies in them, but we find ourselves kind of landing right in the middle, because suburbia is pretty great. And it's got good schools and good jobs and nice houses. And so we don't intentionally move away from the riverbanks, but we find ourselves kind of secluded from the riverbanks. And then life gets busy and we get into work mode or school mode, and we're going from here or there. And then all of a sudden we can't hear the cries of the babies on either bank, and sometimes we forget they exist. But I think for us as modern missionaries, part of our role is to recognize the rivers, recognize the babies, and then figure out what God is calling us to do in the midst of all this. And so as we explore that, I think we start with recognizing that modern missionaries start by walking humbly with God. When we read the passage Micah 6:8, it really goes from do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. But as we study it this morning, I think Micah would agree, the most important part of this is walking humbly with God. The Israelites had gotten off course. They were going and they were just moving and they were feeling successful and they were feeling like, yeah, we're building our society up, and they'd forgotten to walk humbly with God. And I think for each and every one of us, we get so busy in life that sometimes we forget to walk with God. So as we start recognizing riverbanks, the first step for each of us is to spend time with God, connecting with God. And the truth is that walking humbly with God often involves staying still long enough to listen to God. Sometimes we feel like we've got to go do and do and do, but walking humbly with God is often just stopping and pausing and making sure that we are just in the practice of being with God. And when we're with God, in the silence, is where we can hear that baby start to cry. And we start hearing God say, I need you over here. I need you over here. Run to this riverbank because you're needed there. We start walking humbly with God, and often that involves stopping and just being with God. But as we are walking with God, what we also recognize is that we then need to have, once we get to the riverbank, we've got to figure out what to do. And part of that is loving kindness. And that word is hesed, as Jeff mentioned earlier. That hesed is a word, it's a combination of love, of loyalty, mercy, and faithfulness. It's this hard word for us to put together, but we are called to love kindness. And so as we get to the riverbank, we show acts of mercy. And this would might be seen if somebody's hungry, we give them a meal. If somebody needs a coat, we participate in our coat drive. This is our partnerships with Christian Community Action and Salvation Army. And when we see needs in our community, when we see babies taken from the river, this is our way of meeting some immediate needs. And that's part of what Christ, or what Micah is calling us to do here. We get to participate in this hesed. When Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was naked and you clothed me. I was a stranger. You welcomed me in. What he's speaking about is this hesed, this loving kindness, participating in those acts of mercy. So we get to the riverbank. We participate in those acts of mercy and kindness. And then we've got another call to do justice. This is us marching up the river and saying, who's putting these babies in the river? And so the do justice means mishpat. That's the Hebrew word for this, mishpat. And these are the actions you do to create a right relationship between all people and God. See, we kind of get confused on the words justice sometimes because, especially in Texas, we think, oh, justice is the John Wayne and the six shooter type of mentality. But the biblical understanding of justice is restoring relationships. It's making right relationships between God and all people. And so these are the actions that you and I get to do to create those right relationships with people. So this is marching upstream to do that important work. The prophet Jeremiah has an example of what justice might look like. He says in Jeremiah 22:3, the Lord proclaims, do what is just and right. Do this this mishpat. Rescue the oppressed from the power of the oppressor. Don't exploit or mistreat the refugee, the orphan, and the widow. Don't spill the blood of the innocent in this place. If we're called to do justice, it means we march upstream, and it's difficult work. Often the riverbanks are thorny, and nobody really wants us to go there. We're going to see sign after sign that says, do not cross this line, no trespassing, and we're still called to go upstream. But justice in this analogy is figuring out who's putting the babies in the river and then loving those people. Because justice is a right relationship between God and all people. And so it's not condemning these folks and saying they're horrible people. We've just got to remove them. We've got to do extreme punishment. It's helping those who are the oppressed and the oppressor. It means, in other words, it's restoration. Justice involves restoration and addressing systems. This is tough work. It's difficult work, and each of us is called in some way or another to be a part of it. But it's restoration for all people involved. Proverbs would say it like this: speak out on behalf of the voiceless and for the rights of all who are vulnerable. Speak out in order to judge with righteousness and to defend the needy and the poor. What we know is that there are rivers all around us and that there are babies flowing through them. But we're the church. We're called to come together to walk humbly with God. And then we're called to be sent out to love kindness and to do justice. I don't know what riverbank God is calling you to. But I know for each and every one of us, we all have opportunities to walk humbly with God, to love kindness, and to do justice. Let's pray.